This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, the film comes out an hour. It's about the censors. It's how they're trying to suppress everybody. It's the people that are really being blocked. It's important to champion this, and it's important to support independent filmmakers who are telling the truth and have courage. So everybody, ladies and gentlemen, right now, should go to the website. We'll put it up on screen for you. Censoredmovie.com. What a great URL. I don't know how George got that. Censoredmovie.com, the main website, youcan'twatchthis.com. Youcan'twatchthis.com is the name of the film, and it's out in 1 hour. So, finishing up here, George, I appreciate you spending time with us today. Mike Adams is coming on with, I would say, huge breaking news. This is really big. Bombshell. Bayer discovers Black Ops Division run by Monsanto, shuts it down, initiates internal investigation as law enforcement prepares criminal charges against the chemical giant. Yes, this is Bayer putting HIV in your blood products, Monsanto doing more criminal things. It's a eugenics cult. Trump's getting ready to bust it all. I told you this last week. So this is going to be huge with Mike Adams coming up. George, very exciting. I want to get you back on in the aftermath of the film coming out. I'm sure the censors are going to come after it. They haven't yet. It's not out yet, but it drops in 1 hour.
Yeah, so it's going to be on censoredmovie.com. It is coming out, as you say, in an hour. I'm so excited for this launch. I'm so excited for people to see it. I think it's going to be a really, really surprising take. It's something that hasn't been covered in this depth or this detail before, and the way that we've covered it is it's all about social media. It's all about free speech, the power that social media companies have on the Constitution, on the First Amendment, and these new questions that are being raised. What is going to happen in America? What is going to happen to political discourse? What is going to happen to culture? What is going to happen when these people are gone? It's an amazing watch. I still get excited watching it back now. People aren't going to be disappointed. So it's on censoredmovie.com. You can find out more information at youcan'twatchthis.com. We've actually created a code because the guys, since Caitlin was on yesterday, the viewers have been amazing, sharing it, getting involved. We've created a code. It's InfoWars. If you go to the checkout, you can pre-order it now or buy it in an hour. If you go to the checkout, use the code InfoWars, you can get 10% off buying or renting the movie. Just because we wanted to say a little thank you to the people who have already been supporting this project. It's been such a passion project of mine. And I'm really excited for these stories to be out there in a way that they haven't been before. And people are going to see, if you watch this movie, you're going to see a different side to all of the people involved, to Gavin, to Tommy, especially Laura, and even you, Alex. I was very surprised coming to interview you and kind of learning a lot of new things about you that I didn't know. And there's a lot of that stuff in the movie as well. So this is more than just a movie about a big issue right now. It's a real insight into not just the issue, but these characters as people, as individuals. So yeah, censoredmovie.com or youcan'twatchthis.com. I'm really, really excited for people to see it.
Well, I can't wait till they see the film. I can't wait to see the response. And, you know, I always just put films out for free. And I'd sell DVDs to fund them, but I would just put them out in general. A lot of times you can't even do that now. And I know you guys flow over the world to make this. You spend a lot of money making it, so people need to support you. But I wonder, because with 5 banned individuals are even in this film, I wonder if YouTube would even let us or let you put this up.
Yeah, it's a concern. We've got kind of lots of backups as well. It's currently being hosted on Vimeo on demand. They've actually been really great with us, surprisingly. But we're worried, so we're getting DVDs printed, so we're going to have DVDs available very soon as well, because we need that insurance policy. We want as many people to see this movie as possible. I'm putting it out free. So we scrimped and saved to make this movie. So we kind of, hopefully, we'll get a bit of money back so that we can do something similar and deal with similar important issues. But yeah, DVDs are going to be a big thing.
Well, it's exciting, George. We're going to talk to you soon. Thank you. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it. You notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Some news that, I don't want to use the word incredible or epic or insane or nightmarish. You know, you'll watch a movie like Silence of the Lambs and, oh, he's going to eat your liver with a fine Chianti. And it's like, oh, so scary. Anthony Hopkins eating your liver with a fine Italian red wine. And everyone, oh, is so shocked by it. But then a company like Bayer Pharmaceuticals that worked for Hitler, I should add, knowingly over a decade works with Hillary, Rodham Clinton, and Bill Clinton and pays them millions of dollars through a Canadian company to give them untested blood with HIV in it, but certified as clean, so they could give it to millions of people. Now, why would you do that? Well, it came out over a decade ago in the lawsuits. The executive said there are too many hemophiliacs. You're like, that doesn't make sense. You know, I never played this last Friday. Do we have that clip off of, what, like ABC News about the famous serial killer that would climb up in people's homes at night and murder their little 10, 12, 13-year-old daughters like a vampire, slit their throats just because they wanted to? By the way, these people are run-of-the-mill. You're like, well, why would he do that? Because why would Bayer seek out dirty blood? Because when you're a demon, you don't want money in the bank. Your daddy, Lucifer, gives you fun coins, kind of like when you go to the Dave and Buster's, you get the tickets, you get to go get little toys and stuff. You're like, you know, kids want that. You don't want that. Psychopaths, though, want to slit your kids' throat and watch them beg for mommy because they get the energy from it. And all these mass murderers, they try to keep it out of the liberal news. Well, I've talked to the top psychiatrists that actually interview them. At the end of the day, they say, no, I have nightmares. Demons are attacking me. They're only nice when I kill children. They kill children because demons want them to. And remember, the governor of Virginia and the governor of New York are legalizing killing babies after they're born because that's their religion. And so those of us that aren't into this, we're like, that doesn't make sense. But because you don't want to climb a second-story house and slit a little girl's throat. You don't understand that whatever this entity is that runs these people, it likes to kill babies. It likes to suck their energy. He keeps saying that doesn't make sense because you're not demon possessed. So there's thousands of these serial killers. Let's just play one of these guys. You say, why would he do that? Why would Bayer want blood with HIV and hepatitis? Well, their executive said, we want to kill people. And if we've got a governor selling it to us, then the U.S. government, especially when he becomes president, will never get after us for other stuff with our drugs. If we have a governor pay $10 million to certify blood as clean that they know isn't, now you get into their sick mind game. When these guys get together at a golf course or something, man, they are just the power it gives them, the husbands and wives and their daughters and sons dying and begging for mommy and bleeding to death. You have to understand, to a Governor Northam or Governor Clinton, this is, you don't understand their God. This is like beautiful music to them. Hurting you is their music. And you have to get in their mind. So here's a clip of one of their dumber sons. Because, you know, the smart ones become a governor or they, you know, run operations. The dumb ones just climb in your roof at night and slit your daughter's throat. Here it is.
The first time I killed somebody, it was such a rush.
Tommy Lynn Sells, one of the most infamous serial killers in modern history. A man who says he belongs on death row.
I was raised to do time. I wasn't raised to live out there in that world.
Sells was convicted of killing 13-year-old Katie Harris, stabbing her to death in her bedroom.
I like to use a knife. A gun is too violent, too noisy. But just
hit pause.
Fit my
head. They understand. You give someone HIV and hepatitis, and it kills them over 10 years, and you get all their money. Ooh, that's even slicker. It's kind of like in Gladiator. He kills four dudes real quick. The guy goes, listen, you got to chop them up slowly. This has got to be done artfully. You understand the art of getting doctors to give your kids stuff that will give them HIV, and then watching your kids spend all the money on the drugs and watching them die. That is a work of art to a Satanist. Let's continue.
And later, he admitted to killing dozens more. So many, he says he can't even keep track.
I'm not Billy the Kid making notches on my holster, so I know it's been a lot.
Addicted to killing is the way he characterized it.
I don't have an on and off switch. I'm just after that drug. I'm after that feeling.
Nightline interviewed Sells on death row in 2010. One of the rare glimpses into the mind of a serial killer.
It's complicated. It's when people enter my life, they get hurt.
Sells is directly linked to over a dozen murders. The drifter's vagrant lifestyle helped him elude police for nearly 15 years as victims turned up from coast to coast.
When you look at me, you know what hate is. Because I don't know what love is. Two words I don't like to use is love and sorry. Because I'm about hate.
His methods for killing were as random as the people he targeted. He raped many before cutting their throats or beating them. Stabbing others, he strangled some.
A lot of jerking. A lot of movement. It's a physical... You become part of it.
And described it all with seeming detachment from the horrors he caused.
I don't have no feelings. No more. No emotion. No...
And no remorse.
And I like to watch the eyes fade, the pupil fade. It's just like setting their soul free.
We asked Sells what would happen if we said something that angered him.
If we was in a fight and you don't get your head down in the concrete, then, you know, so be it. But, well, what do you think happened? It cracks like a coconut.
So how did he become this monster? Sells blames much of his murderous rage on sexual abuse he says he suffered as a child.
I think every time. So see, he's a ghoul. He doesn't have any feelings. When he goes out and kills, though, the demon takes over and he feels that energy. When we come back, Mike Adams is taking over. I want to finish up with him describing going in the bedroom and slitting little girls' throats. Now, it's on record. They've convicted him. They've got undercover video. A lot of these abortion doctors, especially third trimester, they have sex with the baby while it's still alive. They have satanic rites. They drug the mothers. The mothers catch them. It's come out in the news. The police raid it. There's body parts in their office, films with the doctors having sex with the corpses. And that comes out in court, but not in the news. The news doesn't touch it. But from Texas to Missouri to New York to California, these devil worshipers are running these third trimester facilities, not just selling the bodies. They rape them. And they get the baby out, they run down the hall, and then they just have they rape the baby, then they drink its blood. Again, when I come back, I'll show you one of their little minions talking about slitting little girls' throats and how much he enjoys it. Are you going to stand up to him or not? That's who runs the Democratic Party, is the same spirit that runs this guy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, Mike Adams is loaded for bear here. I've kind of gone into a rant about serial killers, mass murderers. This article, Bombshell Bear Discovers Black Ops Division, run by Monsanto, shuts it down, initiates internal investigation as law enforcement prepares criminal charges against the chemical giant. That's at nationalnews.com. It's also been published at Infowars.com. And if you know about Bayer's whole background, it's a eugenics organization. So is Monsanto. This is huge. He's taking over right now. But I wanted to finish up with just one serial killer of thousands, about the energy he would suck out of people when he'd kill them. So you understand what Bayer and Monsanto are doing on a wider scale. This is on purpose. This isn't greed. This isn't arrogance. This is medicine being taken over by pure evil. Here it is.
I tried to get in this door right here.
It was Katie Harris's murder that finally ended his killing spree. 2 days later, Tommy Lynn Sells walked police through the crime scene.
And I opened the window all the way up, blew about like this. And that's how it is.
We kind of stayed up a little later, and we got in a little fight about where we were all going to sleep. We laid there and talked over it. We talked about the time, like, Britney Spears and NSYNC.
Crystal Searles, 10 years old at the time, is one of his few survivors. She was sleeping over at Katie's house that night. More than a decade later, it's all still fresh in her memory.
I woke up startled a little bit and out of nowhere, and I was kind of confused to a loud noise.
I woke this girl up.
Her friend Katie was asleep on the bottom bunk.
I cut her bra.
And I could see that there was a scary older man that I'd never seen before.
I stabbed her here. And then she like jumped back and then I cut her like this right here.
He had a hand on her mouth and the knife on her neck. And she's looking at me and I just cut her throat and she fell to the ground.
And she fell down right here.
13-year-old Katie Harris lay dying on the floor.
He was about to shut off the light, and he looked one last time, and he noticed that I was there. And he didn't hesitate at all. I mean, just shut the door, came right back towards me with the knife.
I walked over here, and I went like this.
The only thing that he said is, move your hands, because I had him up here, and he reached over the top bunk and cut my neck.
Sells sliced Crystal's neck, severing her windpipe and grazing her carotid artery.
I am very sure.
Stop there. I'm going to have Mike take over. I appreciate him doing the fourth hour. He understands I wanted to segue into this. So, again, you can all day go research about criminology. The really smart ones get in control. Bayer knowingly gave millions HIV and hepatitis. Monsanto knowingly does all this. And if you understand these people, you understand it all. The anti-human exterminist program. Mike Adams takes over. This story is so huge. It's all breaking. This is an incredible time to be alive. And make no mistake, it's because Trump is in office. Mike Adams.
Okay, Bayer is freaking out because of the multi-billion dollar jury damage decisions that are now threatening to bankrupt, financially annihilate Bayer because of its acquisition of Monsanto. It took on all of this, this coming debt, all the damage that glyphosate Roundup has done to people over the last, you know, four decades or so is now coming to Bayer. And Bayer is being forced to pay out what could be $1 trillion because there are 13,400 lawsuits pending now against Bayer over Monsanto's crimes against humanity. Now, Bayer is receiving, by my estimate, 20 to 30 new lawsuits a day. I mean, imagine that, Alex. You've been sued, you know, many times by many people, but imagine getting 20 to 30 new lawsuits a day, every business day. That's what Bayer is subjected to because of their acquisition of Monsanto. Well, Bayer began an internal investigation of Monsanto. I think Bayer was tricked in a way. I think Monsanto committed fraud during its acquisition and probably hid many elements from Bayer by committing an internal money laundering and financial fraud to hide what I'm calling the black ops division of Monsanto, which Bayer has now become aware of. So Bayer has issued a public apology on May 12th, just a few days ago. This is in the link, in the story that's now on Infowars.com. Bayer's statement saying that they will work with law enforcement and the investigations into the criminality, saying that they shut down this black ops division of Monsanto, saying that they fired the former Monsanto operators and that they regret that this black ops division was running hit lists of journalists and lawmakers and regulators. And my name has been on that so-called hit list for many, many years. Yours too, Alex, the Food Babe, Jeffrey Smith, Joseph Mercola, many others. Everybody who has criticized Monsanto and has had influence has been on that list. Well, now Bayer is trying to make amends because they are desperate. They know that the juries that are making these decisions, which will bankrupt Bayer, the juries read websites like Natural News, and they read Infowars.com, and they read Mercola.com or ResponsibleTechnology.org.
And as you said, this is total vindication, because I remember 20 years ago being threatened by Monsanto about Roundup, and all of it's coming out, all of it's coming out about Bayer. And Bayer, as you said, it's right here in the article, but it's getting no coverage. They're like, hey, there's a secret group. We didn't know this was happening. But, well, of course, Monsanto is literally the eugenics black ops command base. And who's involved? Bill Gates, all of it. It's all beginning to come down. This is incredible.
I am now starting to go public with this show, and there's a lot more coming out over the next few days. And I am saying publicly, I'm going to kind of stick my neck out here, I am saying I will meet with Bayer's independent law firm that's going to run this internal investigation, as long as my lawyers are present, I will meet with them and I will detail all of the crimes, the intimidation, the coercion, the threats, the defamation, the death squads that I believe are run by Monsanto or were run by Monsanto before this was shut down. I will detail all that to Bayer if they want to know, but they need to publicly apologize by name to all of us who have been victimized, who have been targeted by these Monsanto black ops over all of these years. Bayer needs to come clean. Otherwise, I think that the juries of the United States, and remember, there are 13,000-plus pending cases, I think the juries are going to continue to see Bayer as just as evil as Monsanto. Bayer needs to apologize. And, you know, Bayer's got a whole history of evil, as you've talked about. I mean, they
I was about to say, the only group more evil than Bayer is Monsanto. How would Bayer get induced to buy a company like this in the middle of it being admitted that it causes cancer with its main product? Something weird's going on here.
Well, they thought that they could influence the juries, maybe buy off the judges, threaten the journalists. Well, guess what? The media has now turned against Monsanto. This has just happened with this third court decision. Mainstream media now, the same media that used to apologize for Monsanto and say glyphosate was perfectly safe.
Oh, remember? We were the conspiracy theorists. We used to get taken off YouTube and stuff. Oh, glyphosate's good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now the media is saying that glyphosate is linked to cancer. There's going to be a snowball effect here, Alex. Bayer's going to get hit with an even accelerated schedule of more lawsuits because there are people with cancer all across the country who are just now coming to realize that it's because of Roundup and glyphosate that they have cancer. There are going to be thousands more lawsuits on
Bayer. And for those who don't know, any cancer doctor will tell you, it's a fact. Roundup grows cancers. Mike Adams takes over with this huge news. Folks, this is so huge. Everybody listening and watching, you've got to tell friends and family, tune into Mike Adams right now. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure and sign up for auto ship. Get an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the King Daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I'm going to break down this bombshell news for you here and go over the shocking details here in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, and both Alex and myself were targeted by Monsanto black ops teams over the last 10-plus years. And Bayer, which acquired Monsanto roughly a year ago, has discovered that Monsanto was running this black ops division, and Bayer says they've shut it down. and Bayer has posted a public apology. There's a lot more to this story. The full details are currently posted at Infowars.com and my site, NaturalNews.com. Here's the headline, just to get you into this. Bayer discovers Black Ops Division, run by Monsanto, shuts it down, initiates an internal investigation as law enforcement prepares criminal charges against the chemical giant. So this story quotes Reuters as well as Bayer.com. Bayer posted a statement on May 12th in response to what had been uncovered by a group in France that found out that its journalists and investigators were being targeted on a hit list that was maintained by the Monsanto, what I'm calling the Black Ops Division of Monsanto. Now, the U.S. Right to Know organization out in California had used FOIA requests over the last couple of years to uncover a lot of the details about this Black Ops group. For example, uncovering the fact that they spent millions of dollars trying to target specific journalists and activists in the United States, including myself and Food Babe, and that they would hire negative PR firms to run smear campaigns, defamation campaigns. They would bribe journalists and they would run paid Wikipedia editors to publish false smears about you and then get those smears repeated in the press using a scheme that I call the Wikipedia shuffle, which I will explain here in an upcoming segment. This is how they smear you and try to create facts out of lies. And this is the same kind of deep state operation that they've run against Alex Jones and, of course, against President Trump as well. So Bayer became aware of this after they acquired Monsanto, I believe. It looks to me like Monsanto committed a major fraud, that its managers and perhaps certain shareholders committed fraud and hid these facts from Bayer. Now, Bayer has its own evil history of being involved with IG Farben and the Third Reich and the Holocaust, actually running chemical weapons experiments on Jewish prisoners of war during the Holocaust. That's the real history of Bayer. I mean, Bayer's chairperson was sentenced to prison in the Nuremberg trials for crimes against humanity. That's real. And Bayer has apologized for its role in the Holocaust, by the way. Well, now in acquiring Monsanto, Bayer has inherited not only the legal liability of Monsanto and its toxic, deadly, cancer-causing Roundup product, i.e. glyphosate. Roundup is just the brand name. Glyphosate is the world's number one weed killer. And now three juries in the United States have found Bayer, because it owns Monsanto, liable for the cancers, specifically non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancers, that have been caused by Monsanto's products. Now, Bayer acquired Monsanto for anywhere from $63 billion to $66.6 billion, depending on, you know, which figure you believe. There's some different interpretations of the exact amount, but it's in the $60 billion range. What Bayer did not realize is that they were taking hold of over $1 trillion in potential liability that could financially annihilate the Bayer company. So since they acquired Monsanto, in the months since then, Bayer has lost 40% of its stock value. It has collapsed to the point where Bayer's shareholders are panicking and they're demanding Bayer do something. I believe it is in the aftermath of that demand and a vote of no confidence against Bayer's CEO that Bayer began an internal investigation to try to find out what the heck did they acquire when they acquired Monsanto. And it turns out Bayer discovered that Monsanto was running a black ops division with hit lists and with, I believe, actual wet work death squads that have targeted myself and others in the industry. And I am willing to testify to that in front of Bayer's new legal team that they have hired to investigate Monsanto. Isn't this interesting? This is all coming out. So now Bayer is trying to fight for its own survival. Bayer knows that the juries in the United States are going to continue to punish the company for the evil that Monsanto committed. This evil is worth billions of dollars in the minds of the jury. The science of all this is debated by Bayer. You know, Bayer's lawyers say that glyphosate is perfectly safe in their minds. The juries have decided it's not safe. The juries have decided it causes cancer. But more importantly, the juries have tacked on, in this latest case, $1 billion of punitive damages against Bayer because of how evil the corporation is. Well, what Bayer is just starting to realize is that a lot of these jurists, no doubt, have read InfoWars or have read Natural News or have read the Food Babe or have read U.S. Right to Know or other groups that have been telling the truth about Monsanto and its cover-ups and its deadly products all these years. And so these juries can financially annihilate Bayer, and they are actually in the process of doing that. And if Bayer doesn't stop this hemorrhaging, Bayer is going to be obliterated financially. Again, over $1 trillion in potential liability. So this is why I believe Bayer has appointed a person now named Matthias Berninger. And this is in my story there on Infowars.com. Matthias Berninger, if I have the pronunciation correct, who spoke to Reuters, which covered this as well, and also put out the statement at media.bayer.com. This is on Bayer's website, where Berninger apologizes and admits that they sought to destroy individuals, journalists and lawmakers and regulators, and that they kept hit lists of hundreds of names. And he says that they acquired non-public information. And he says that this was wrong. He apologizes, and he says that Bayer is going to cooperate with law enforcement's investigations. And now the law enforcement authorities in France have begun criminal investigations into Bayer for this, what I believe is extremely criminal behavior that is, this is like a mafia death squad intimidation campaign that targeted journalists and scientists and lawmakers and regulators and destroyed people. In some cases, I believe physically harmed them or even killed them. And I do believe that Bayer had no idea that this was going on in Monsanto. Not excusing anything about Bayer's history. They've done plenty of evil themselves. But I think they were hoodwinked. I think they had no idea what Monsanto was doing. And I think they now have a crisis on their hands that is about to explode globally. You know why? Because all of us that Monsanto tried to silence and coerce and destroy our reputations, and even in some cases they tried to physically threaten or even kill some of us, we are still alive and we are still talking and we have big platforms and we have a lot of followers and we are demanding an apology from Bayer and we are not going to be silent about this because this is, this isn't, of course, as big as the Holocaust when Bayer was complicit in the mass murder of 6 million Jews, but this is in the same kind of evil spirit as that, which is destroying the lives of innocent people for corporate profits. And we're not letting this go. I have my legal team reaching out today to Bayer's legal team to demand public apologies and demand that Bayer come clean with the crimes that were carried out by Monsanto and that Bayer retract the smears and the defamation articles that they put out there that were republished by the liberal media with outrageous lies about all of us who are anti-GMO activists, as we're called. And by the way, isn't it interesting that this is happening at the same time that the deep state is now about to get hammered by William Barr and the Trump administration officials who are exposing the treason and the criminality of the deep state? This is an amazing time to be alive, and it's an amazing time to tune into Infowars.com or any of us in the independent media, because the tables are beginning to turn. We have endured. They did not succeed in murdering us. We are still here. We still have platforms. And they've made us, in one sense, stronger than ever and more determined than ever to achieve victory for humanity. We couldn't have done it without your support. So I thank you for all your support, all our organizations. We'll be back here on the Alex Jones Show with more straight ahead.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637, plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal.
Neal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
Bayer is facing financial annihilation unless it cleans up this Monsanto mess that it has inherited. It's probably the worst acquisition decision ever in the history of corporations. They purchased Monsanto for $60+ billion and inherited a $1 trillion liability and a black ops division that has been running criminal coercion and violence operations against journalists and regulators and lawmakers all around the world. European authorities are already aware of this now. Law enforcement investigations have begun. And according to reports in Reuters, it's going to spread to other European nations. Now, remember that Bayer is a German company. It's an offshoot of IG Farben, which was, you know, worked with Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich. That's a true part of history. Well, this means that the United Kingdom is going to be looking at this, as well as German authorities themselves, wondering why did a German corporation acquire an American company that has been running a criminal black ops unit for over a decade? That's a big question for German officials, French officials, UK officials, as well as US officials. And it's interesting to me that in the United States, juries, I think, took it a little bit easier on Monsanto when Monsanto was a US corporation. Now that Monsanto has been acquired by a German corporation and is owned by Bayer, it seems that U.S. juries are punishing this corporation far more than they would have otherwise. So, in other words, it's like the Monsanto court cases. The juries are finding these multi-billion dollar awards because Bayer is a German corporation, perhaps with a history of involvement in the Third Reich and the actual Holocaust, the chemical murder, the mass murder of Jews. That's a true history that they don't want you to remember. So they're trying to bury history as quickly as possible. Now, I'm going to introduce you today to what I call the Wikipedia shuffle. Explain how this works. This is something that Monsanto did to smear all of the activists using Wikipedia. Here's how it works. First, they bribe Wikipedia editors to fabricate a fake smear. I'm going to use a fake name as an example for this. Let's say there's somebody out there named Food Bob. Not the Food Babe, but Food Bob. It's fictitious. I don't know anybody named Food Bob. But let's say they want to smear Food Bob. So they'll bribe Wikipedia editors to put something on Food Bob's Wikipedia page that claims Food Bob was busted for, I don't know, child pornography or anything. They could make up anything. Maybe he hired prostitutes to urinate on hotel beds in Russia, right? I mean, this kind of thing. So then those same people who coordinated this, who were working for Monsanto, then they push this citation on Wikipedia out to other left-wing media outlets that they know will publish this information. And then those left-wing media outlets, in some cases, have editors who are also on the payroll. So they publish a story that cites the Wikipedia entry. So, you know, I'm not going to name names, but you know all the typical left-wing rags. They're out there, and they'll say, well, Food Bob was busted for child porn. Then the original editors back at Wikipedia delete their original fabrication because they can't support it. It may have only existed on the Wikipedia page for 2 hours. Instead, they now cite the new left-wing media story that originally cited the fake Wikipedia falsehood. Because now that it's cited by a left-wing media publisher, it's considered what? A fact. So it's now a fact. This is how they launder a lie into a fact. And they've done this to Donald Trump. They've done this to Alex Jones. They've done this to Julian Assange. They've done it to everybody. All of us who are clean food advocates and independent journalists. They've done it to Cheryl Atkinson. You know, everybody. Edward Snowden, you name it. It's called the Wikipedia Shuffle. And it allows Wikipedia to have all these lies and smears about people who are targeted by the biotech deep state, the vaccine deep state, the political deep state, the financial deep state, the military industrial deep state. Any of these organizations that can have control over Wikipedia editors, this is how they do it. It's kind of like an editorial bait and switch operation. This is one reason why Section 230 of the CDA needs to be completely reformed or shut down, because Wikipedia has absolute legal immunity to publish outright smears about any political targets. And Monsanto ran this operation for 10 years plus. They did this, and Bayer has only now started to figure it out. So that's how the Wikipedia shuffle works. Now, getting back to Bayer and what they're going to have to do in this case. Remember, Bayer manufactures not just now glyphosate and agricultural chemicals, but pharmaceuticals as well as over-the-counter medicines. And they have a big agricultural division too, you know, fertilizers and such, not just pesticides and herbicides. Bayer has all these divisions. Every one of these divisions is now at risk because of Bayer's acquisition of Monsanto, and because of all the liability that comes with that, and because of all the lies that have been discovered. In other words, Bayer just acquired a poison, which is ironic, because, of course, Monsanto has been poisoning the world for decades, and now Monsanto has become poison to Bayer. Remember, Monsanto created Agent Orange, and Agent Orange was a chemical weapon that was deployed against unarmed civilians as a weapon of mass destruction during the Vietnam War, and even many U.S. veterans were exposed to Agent Orange. That's Monsanto. And there are many other chemicals over the years, and they've used the same thing time and time again to intimidate scientists, to bribe journalists, to run black ops for decades. This isn't new. And guess where the Monsanto black ops, guess where they got their training? You'll find this interesting. Big Tobacco. Big Tobacco ran the same thing from the 1940s all the way up through the early 1990s, before the major settlements with the government. Big Tobacco ran the same exact campaigns, and in many cases it was the same exact people. And Big Tobacco would threaten and intimidate the scientists and the whistleblowers, even those inside Big Tobacco that were saying, hey, cigarette smoking promotes heart disease, promotes cancer, you know, promotes all these problems. It's toxic. But they were able to pay off the American Medical Association, which is why you can go back to the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, back to the issues in the 1950s and perhaps even in the 1960s, full-page ads that said doctors recommend Camels, or doctors smoke Camels more than any other cigarette, or something like that. Doctors recommend Camels cigarettes, because the AMA had been corrupted and infested, in a sense, by these same operatives who convinced doctors that smoking cigarettes was good for you. These are the same exact people who are now saying that eating glyphosate-contaminated food is good for you. And it's the same criminal operations it has been throughout history. So isn't it fascinating that here we are, the independent media, we are uncovering this. I got to tell you, these multi-billion dollar jury decisions against Bayer would never have been possible without the existence of InfoWars or Natural News or, you know, the Food Babes website or all these other websites out there that have been exposing this. Mercola.com and, you know, Jeffrey Smith, did I mention him? Even Organic Consumers Association, many others over all the years. U.S. Right to Know. We changed the conversation. We educated the public. And that made us a threat in the minds of the evil operators inside Monsanto. And that's when they pulled the trigger and, I believe, launched the actual death squads, the coercion campaigns, the intimidation, the bribery, defamation, smears, character assassination, professional assassination. They got scientists blacklisted from the entire industry of science. And it's the same tactic they used back in Big Tobacco. But understand, people, it's the independent media that exposed all of this. It's the independent media that made these massive jury decisions possible. It's the independent media, if you think about it, and all the activists, all the clean food activists, and all the people who believe in nutrition and believe in, you know, supplements that help your health and believe in avoiding the toxic hormone disruptors and the pesticides and the herbicides. It's all those people that have made this difference. It's like humanity has now arisen to defeat evil in the form of Monsanto or Bayer or the deep state that opposes democracy and has tried to tear down our republic. Humanity is rising. That's my point. And you are watching right here in this broadcast on InfoWars.com. You are watching the tip of the spear in this war against evil, against Satanism, against destruction. This war that works to protect humanity, protect the health of our children, protect the sanctity and the dignity of being a human, a conscious, alive, aware, divine human being. That's what we stand for. And we stand against all those who are trying to destroy life and destroy truth and obfuscate the truth out there. We stand for you. We stand for humanity. I want to thank you again for your support. Support InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. Share this video. Check out all the websites in the independent media that are telling the truth about this. And help us demand that Bayer apologize to those that it tried to destroy or that Monsanto did. Thank you for watching. Mike Adams here for InfoWars.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.